Okay, something I was thinking about is how do you not be jealous of other people? I feel like I try really hard in my life not to have FOMO or not to be jealous of other people. And the stupid thing is I'm never jealous of people who I'm close to. So let's just say, like my sister, she's married, she's happy. I'm not jealous of her. I'm really happy for her. My other sister, she's really good at photography. I'm not jealous of their talents. It's always I'm jealous of people I don't know. And I think it's because I create my own persona of them and I don't realize what's like going on in their life. But I'm always jealous of people I don't know. So like let's say I pass a group of kids, or I guess not kids. I pass a group of people my own age and they're all just sitting and talking and laughing. I am so jealous. I'm like, why wasn't I invited to this? Like, why am I not like part of this? And then I realized, like, well, I don't know any of them. That's probably why I'm not invited and not part of it. But I'm like, oh, why don't I have that in my life? Or I'm scrolling through TikTok and there's this girl who makes content like the same amount of like content I make, and it's about the same video quality and stuff. And she has a million followers, and I have 15 followers. And I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm jealous of people that I don't even know, and I don't know how to get over that. Because I know if I actually like looked at their life, I'd be like, well, I don't know. I guess we all kind of live the same way. Like I make videos on TikTok of me like living in Hawaii and living my best life, and like, ooh. But really, it's like good, but not like amazing, you know? And so I think maybe we all just put on personas and fake things, but, and I know logically we all do that, but I still get jealous. I'm still like, I want that. I think sometimes I want my life to be a certain way, and I can't get it to be that way because of the agency of other people, or the choices other people get to make. So let's just say I want to grow my TikTok, or I want to grow my social media following, but I can't, and that's not my. It's not like I can force other people to do something, or like I want more friends and I want to be friends with more people, but I can't make other people want to be friends with me, and I can't make other people do X, Y, and Z. And I know I can like try and put in the effort to do that, but it's just hard. So like for instance, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be a party planner. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get a group of people together, and I'm just gonna do an event once a week. But then like doing that, it comes with like a bunch of like insecurities where it's like, okay, do these people actually want to hang out or do something, or is it just me forcing them to come? Is it a pity party? All of a sudden, like a lot of anxiety comes out at that point. And I think that's why we give up on a lot of things. We can get discouraged. And I guess this is just like a mental pep talk to myself not to get discouraged or anything like that, because there's no use or need of getting discouraged. But I feel like a lot of people might feel like this, and it's not just me. But I just find it interesting that I'm never jealous of people that I'm like close to. I'm like, oh, they're living their life and I'm really happy. That's great for them. Like never, I'm never jealous. But then I see someone who like I don't even know, and I'm like, I'm jealous of that. Also, something I learned while I'm in Hawaii, and please don't hate me for this. I'm a white girl, so I feel like I can say this. I hate white girls. They're so mean. So mean and scary. Like the Polynesian people here and the Tongan people here, my roommate's Tongan, and she's the nicest person ever, and they're just so nice and friendly. And it's just a little hard to fit in with their group because it's like, I don't know, they're all from the same high school, they all went to Tonga together. They all just already know each other, and they're always so nice and always include me, which is amazing, awesome, nice. But white girls here are all blonde, and they're all, I just feel like all a little stuck up. Like, try to talk to them, and it's like, they just roll their eyes. You're like, it's like, oh, I don't like the vibe you're giving off. You're giving me mean girl vibes, and I don't want to be part of that. I don't even want to be associated
with that type of personality or that kind of outlook on life. Like, why can't we all just be chill and be friends? And I'm like, I don't need friends. I just need someone to be friendly enough to me to invite me to do something once a week, so I feel like I'm getting out and making a difference in, I don't know, my life and entering my development. It's kind of hard not to bounce off of someone when I'm talking. I guess they're just inner thoughts, and I guess I could get one of my friends to come on with me, but I don't have a friend. Also, someone just cut someone off in the road, and the girl was mad and honked her horn. But you wanna know what? Let's grow up. You don't need to freak out about that kind of stuff. And now she's like tailgating him to the ends of the earth, which I don't understand, because she needs to chill out. That makes me mad. Okay? He just took away. He was probably waiting there forever. Anyways, I think I'm a little defensive right now with people and myself. Thanks for listening. If you have something on your inner thoughts that you want me to talk about, let me share it, you know? Let me talk about it. I love talking to myself because I am a lonely person in this lonely island.